Our Getting Green segment, thanks to experts in and about the community who are doing such in their way. We think it's a good thing. Today's topic, sustainability at Sparrow Hospital in Ionia. No better person to talk to than the president and CEO. William, we'll call you Bill Roser, Sparrow Ionia Hospital. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. Let's have you brag first about yourself and then about your organization. What's been a bit of your career journey?
Well, I'm a healthcare administrator executive. I've been involved in healthcare over 40 years. I actually grew up in Grand Rapids, but I haven't lived in Grand Rapids in 45 years, but still sort of in the area, and have been working with the Sparrow Health System now for about 15 years and came to Ionia almost 10 years ago to run the hospital in Ionia. And a couple of years ago, we were given the opportunity to design and build a total replacement hospital, which is kind of a once-in-a-career opportunity. So I'm very blessed to have this opportunity, and I've been running this hospital, like I said, almost 10 years, and we're based in Ionia, Michigan, right between Lansing and Grand Rapids.
That's great. Can you expand into Sparrow's structure, mission, and then Sparrow Ionia specifically, Bill?
Gladly. So Sparrow Health System, based in Lansing, is a private, nonprofit, charitable organization, but it's a large health system. It's one of the largest private employers in the mid-Michigan area, and obviously its mission is to provide health care to the Lansing and surrounding communities, and you know, we're about a billion-plus year organization with lots of facilities, and the Sparrow Health System has a real commitment to sustainability and healthy, healing environments. So when we in Ionia, we have a critical access hospital in Ionia, which is a small rural type facility that's really designed to be an access point for acute care, and it's a special category, and we're set up to take care of inpatients and a lot of outpatients, and we do ambulatory surgery, we do all the basic diagnostics, we have lots of physician practices in the Ionia County area, and we had an antiquated facility, a facility that had originally been built in the 50s and had really fulfilled its useful life and was really obsolete and wasn't in the right location. So we were given the opportunity again to design and build a brand new hospital facility to serve this community, this county, off into the future. And so Sparrow committed to invest to make it a sustainable facility and meet the requirements of a LEED certification.
Great. All right, let's talk. What does sustainability look like at Sparrow Ionia specifically?
Well, for us, it's, you know, it's about the energy efficiency. It's about the comfort and the healing environment. Those are the real priorities for us. It takes an investment. Don't know exactly how much more it costs to be able to meet those requirements, but we were given the green light to go ahead and pursue that. And our design build team, the Chrisman Company out of Lansing, has a lot of healthcare experience. And the architect team, Hobbs and Black out of Ann Arbor, have a lot of experience in health facilities. And they both have experience in sustainable designs and LEED certified buildings. And so we all teamed up together and we were able to design it with that in mind. So it's a very energy efficient building. It uses very low amounts of water and other resources. It was designed with very sustainable materials and very safe materials. And it was designed to be very comfortable for patients and staff who work here. And patients have control over their lights and their window coverings, and they just a much more healing environment for them.
Who or maybe what drives sustainability in the organization, Bill? Do you have a team? And I trust you do. I'm going to keep going. Who is on that
Sure.
team from what department?
Well, all of our leadership was involved in designing, but to be able to do the sustainable part, you know, we have a active recycling program. We select materials, you know, with that in mind to make sure that they're sustainably sourced. When they built the facility, you know, the builders were very active in recycling and making sure that we, you know, didn't harm the site or anything like that. But we've got a committee, and at this point, the building's built. It's working. Now it's mainly about continuing to maintain it and to, you know, pursue the recycling of materials that come through the facility at this point. So we've got an active recycling committee.
Let's go into LEED on a very basic regime, if I may ask. Talk about LEED specifically and the certifications, the processes that you'd like to, let's just say, brag on.
Well, I wasn't an expert on LEED, but LEED stands for Leadership and Environment and Energy Design, and it's an organization that, it's a certification that's sponsored by the U.S. Green Building Council, and they have certain levels and they have specific requirements for certain types of businesses, and healthcare is a unique business. It's a very energy consumptive business, and we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a little more challenging, and there are specific LEED standards for healthcare facilities. And I know a lot of hospitals in Michigan have obtained LEED certification under other categories, but we're pretty proud to be the first hospital in Michigan to get LEED certification under the healthcare standards. So we're pretty unique, and we're very proud to be kind of a pioneer in this in the state of Michigan. It's pretty exciting to be the first critical access hospital, the first hospital in Michigan to get LEED certification under the healthcare standards.
Which basically, Bill, answers my question. I mean, what has this meant for your hospital? I hope cupcakes were served or, you know, healthy granola.
Well, we've had quite a few celebrations, especially when we did receive the certification last fall. But we've saved a lot of money on energy use in this new building. I think our estimate is from year to year, we saved about $200,000 in energy costs with this new building. So the payback, as far as I'm concerned, is very good. And so I'd recommend other people building to consider it, because it is a very wise investment for the patients and the staff as well as the community as far as cost.
Bill Roser with us, President, CEO, Sparrow Ionia Hospital. Conversation we're having is part of our Getting Green segment on a monthly basis. Share other sustainability efforts that may be happening at the hospital.
Well, we have a community-based service club called the Rotary Club of Ionia, and they took on a community project to sponsor our healing garden. So through direct contributions, and it's a club project, they have built a healing garden adjacent to the new hospital. That's available for patients, family, and our own caregivers to use. And that's like a 5-year project, but that's a really nice thing where we've involved the community, and that'll be an ongoing project. So we're very appreciative of that, too. A healing garden, a place of respite, a place for patients and visitors and family members to you know, decompress and enjoy the surroundings in a healthcare environment.
What else you want to share when it comes to Sparrow?
Well, we want to be a good citizen. We serve everyone in the community from all ages. So this is a community asset. Again, we're a nonprofit, so we are a community-owned facility, and we want to be viewed as being good stewards and being very, you know, cost effective and, you know, a good part of the community. So
Great.
We're proud of this opportunity, and we intend to continue our sustainability efforts.
How do people get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, we have a website, the Sparrow website. My email's on there, and if anybody wants to come and visit, they're more than welcome, and we'd be happy to, show our facility and talk about our efforts. That's part of the U.S. Green Building Council's plan for LEED certified facilities as we become, advocates for and help educate people on the benefits. So we're happy to do that. We've got posters up around the hospital, and again, we're happy to show it off.
As you are in conversation, Bill Roser, President and CEO, Sparrow Ionia Hospital. Keep up the good work. Thanks for getting green with us.
Gladly.